CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has acknowledged that a lack of resources at the South African Police Service is hampering efforts to solve cases. The minister led a delegation of officials to Standerton in Mpumalanga, where police teams and the Hawks uncovered hidden drug labs last week. Narcotics worth an estimated 40 million rand were seized. Mchunu told reporters that the ministry will approach the finance minister to request additional funding. He says they've also reached out to the private sector to help support crime-fighting initiatives.
We don't have enough money. We're always alert. Alertness alone won't eliminate or remove crimes from our streets. It needs budget. On the capacity side, yes, it is there, but I'm saying it needs to be built up. We need more efficiencies. We need much more to operate on the cutting edge.
Transport officials say they've identified a concerning trend in road crashes recently. The department says there appears to be a spike in collisions occurring between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., Deputy Minister Mkuleko Hlengwa says traffic volumes are higher during this time frame and most fatalities have been associated with driver fatigue, drunk driving and other risky behaviours. Hlengwa has also raised concern over drivers using cell phones behind the wheel, calling it a growing problem. He was speaking during an Easter road safety campaign in the Eastern Cape yesterday.
Because it's dark, our road users who are walking pedestrians in areas where they're not supposed to be walking interrupt the fair flow of traffic. The usage of cell phones behind the steering wheel, particularly for content creation, which is behavior which is being done by both the drivers and the passenger. That 5 seconds interruption behind the steering wheel because of a use of a cell phone impacts negatively on your response time to the ecosystem. And so the usage of cell phones is in itself very, very problematic.
To the negotiating table after a ballistic missile strike in the city of Sumy. At least 34 people were killed in the country's deadliest attack of the year so far. The Kremlin's yet to comment. Volodymyr Zelensky says the strikes hit not only people, but also weakened diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has given his reaction on board Air Force One.
I think it was terrible, and I was told they made a mistake, but I think it's a horrible thing. I think the whole war is a horrible thing. For that war to have started is an abuse of power.
Recap of our lead story. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has acknowledged that a lack of resources at the South African Police Service is hampering efforts to solve cases. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Ditara Nadesan.